Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, here with your Thursday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. As always, I have 10 brand new questions for you today, all designed to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. But they will also leave you feeling smarter too. And that's what Perfect 10 is all about. It's Thursday, so how are your scores looking? If you've played along since Monday, you should already have a score out of a potential 30 points. And if you've missed any of this week's quizzes, why not go back and check those out? Today is the 22nd of February, and it was on this day in 1997 that Scotland's Roslin Institute announced for the first time they had successfully cloned a mammal from an adult somatic cell. It was a sheep called Dolly, and she lived until she was 6. After her death, Dolly was preserved via taxidermy and is on display in the National Museum of Scotland, Dolly the Sheep. Hopefully, today's quiz won't make you feel sheepish. Let's find out, because here come the questions. Question one, you'll start off for a perfect 10. In Greek mythology, a cyclops, spelt C-Y-C-L-O-P-S, typically has how many eyes? Hopefully that's quite an easy start for this Thursday. Question two is our hearsay round. So you're about to hear some sounds which relate to a famous phrase or saying. It's an audio mystery. My question is, which phrase is hidden in these sounds?
Ooh, what's in the toy box? I'll entertain myself with that.
Hearsay, say what you hear and find that phrase. Question three now, and I am very pleased to say it's time for a maths-based Carol lateral thinking. How many prime numbers are there between 75 and 100? Have a little think, see if you can come up with the right answer. A prime number, of course, is a number which is only divisible by itself and the number one. As always, if you'd like some extra time, please feel free to press pause and rewind if you want to. It isn't cheating here on Perfect 10 because I do give you the questions very quickly indeed. When you're ready to move on, here comes question four. It's time to put your memory to the test, so listen up, and today we're going to hear a fictional trailer for a fictional film.
Coming soon, from acclaimed director Maria Sharp, Oscar-winning actress Emily Wilkinson is Florence Nightingale in Being Florence. We start in beautiful Florence, the city she is named after, and follow her early days as a child growing up in her family homes in Hampshire and Derbyshire, and witness the relationship between her and her older sister Frances, and follow them on their 1838 family tour of Europe. Discover the story of how she became a nurse and see her lifelong friendship with the politician Sidney Herbert develop from their first meeting in 1847. This movie will take you through the fascinating story of her time as the Lady of the Lamp during the Crimean War, and you will find out how she successfully founded her own nursing teaching establishment. Being Florence, coming to a cinema near you.
Well, I hope you were listening, because here comes your question four. In which year did Florence meet her lifelong friend, Sidney Herbert? There was a lot of information in that clip, but can you remember the answer? As always, I'll give you all of the answers after today's final question. Questions five, six, and seven are all part of the same family, the frivolous, familiar, and fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday. Here's question five. Roger Daltrey is most famously known as the lead singer of which British rock band? Even if you don't think you know, guess a British rock band and you still might get it right. Moving on to question 6. London Zoo is located in which of the city's royal parks? Have you been to the zoo? London Zoo, which park is it in? If you know the answer, you get a point. Question 7, it's time for some sport. Which 16-year-old player reached the final of the 2024 PDC World Darts Championship? This was a huge story, but can you remember his name? Moving on to question 8, you'll need your word head on for this one, as it's time for today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word montage, M-O-N-T-A-G-E, to make a type of house? Swap those letters, find that house. It's time for, I know this, because you might have that answer somewhere in the back of your brain. Uriah Heep is a character in which Charles Dickens novel? Does that character sound familiar? Can you name the novel? Well, it's the final question of the day, and it's today's anagram. Which Kylie Minogue song is an anagram of punning inroads? Punning, P-U-N-N-I-N-G, inroads, I-N-R-O-A-D-S. Punning inroads. Unscramble the letters, pick out that pop hit. And there you have it, another perfect 10. Woo-woo, well done everyone. Don't forget, by the way, to like and also to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's show automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Did you score a perfect 10 today? Here's where you find out. Good luck. Here come the answers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Question 1 was your starter for a perfect 10, and I asked you this. In Greek mythology, a cyclops typically has how many eyes? Well, a cyclops typically has just one eye, and it's located on the centre of its forehead. Cyclops have been credited with building ancient walled cities such as Tiryns in Greece, and walls which are made of unsquared stone are known as cyclopean. Question 2 was our hearsay round, and today there was a very famous phrase hidden in these sounds. What was it?
Ooh, what's in the toy box? I'll entertain myself with that.
Hearsay, say what you hear. The answer was, if you play with fire, you get burned. Question 3 was Carol Lateral Thinking, and it was a lovely maths puzzle. How many prime numbers are there between 75 and 100? And the answer is just 4. The 4 prime numbers between 75 and 100 are 79, 83, 89, and 97. Question 4 was our memory round, and we heard a trailer for a fictional Florence Nightingale biopic. In which year did Florence meet her lifelong friend, Sidney Herbert? Could you remember the answer? Well, it was 1847. We moved into our run of the 3 Fs, frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5, we were rocking out. Roger Daltrey is most famously known as the lead singer of which British rock band? And the answer is The Who. The band formed in the 1960s, and the most established lineup alongside Daltrey was Pete Townsend, John Entwistle and Keith Moon. Question 6 was about a famous tourist destination. London Zoo is located in which of the city's royal parks? And the answer is London Zoo is in Regent's Park. It's the world's oldest scientific zoo and was first opened in 1828. Question 7, we were stepping up to the hockey. Which 16-year-old player reached the final of the 2024 PDC World Darts Championship? The answer is Luke Littler. Oh, yes. Luke was defeated in the final by another Luke, Luke Humphreys, but it was still an incredible achievement. He was only 16. Question 8 was, as always, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word montage to make a type of house? Well, if you change the M to a C and the N to a T, you get cottage. C-O-T-T-A-G-E. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you? I asked, Uriah Heep is a character in which Charles Dickens novel? And the answer is David Copperfield. And finally, question 10, which Kylie Minogue song is an anagram of punning inroads? I think a lot of people would have got this. It's Spinning Around, yes. SPINNING, spinning, and around, AROUND. Wow, how did you do? Don't worry if you didn't get a perfect 10 score. Gosh, you know, hardly anybody does, to be perfectly honest. You can come back tomorrow, have another go, please. Join us on the Perfect 10 family. Every day spent with us is a day where you've given your mind a good old workout. So well done for taking part today. Remember, you can be a part of the family by following us on @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We've got lots of content over there to keep your brain ticking over between episodes. So please do come and join us. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.